Yes, so make we talk.
Bada boom, bada bang, and we back again. The Dada Boy Show. We are live. This is our first episode for 2023. Yeah. So it's right for us to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year. Hope you guys had a lovely end of the year for 2022. And of course, you're going to have a blessed and a really nice 2023. Welcome to the show. What's up? How you guys doing? How you guys living? Yo, I had a great end of the year. The start of the year, well, that's another story. But yeah, you know how January is. It's the longest month in the year, so and that went with it. But guess what? We got somebody famous in the building. We literally had to clear the entire street for him to come because, bro, this guy doesn't leave his house. He's more famous than the president. Hello,
that's it.
You understand? Go, ladies and gentlemen, we got brother Shaggy in the house.
Hello, how are you? Any question of the day? Yeah, it's me. What's up, guy? It's your boy, brother Shaggy, and we're here live.
We're live. So, bruh,
on this show,
never in a million years would I ever thought that you have a name Perry. When I saw that, I was like, wait, what the hell? How? Where is it from? Where is the Samuel Perry? Where did Shaggy come from?
Shaggy. I'm on this Shaggy story, nah, long story. Every time they ask me, where do you get this name from? And I'm always like, I swear, I can't even remember.
You can't remember?
I swear.
We've had it for the longest time.
Yeah, for the longest time. But it all started with your skits and was in 2017. The only thing I remember how I got that name was from the mechanical workshop.
Yes.
Where I was working and these area boys just came in. I was like, okay. So I took my friend's car. It was a BMW. So I took it to the mechanic workshop. And they're like, who get this fine? What is that? Me, I like to imitate people. I love what I'm seeing. So that was how the character came up, and I just started, doing that character online. But getting the name Shaggy, I swear, I can't even remember. Then I now added brother.
That's crazy. The brother is the villain in you. It just made sense.
Brother Shaggy.
Oh, they might call me Shaggy now. It just made sense. Yo, man, that's crazy. But professionally, you're a professional actor. Mm. You did stage for the longest time.
Yeah.
I've seen old pictures of you on stage. Because thank God we don't look like what we've been through. But Ulualushi.
Wallahi, those
editor,
pictures.
Post one of those. In between this conversation,
no!
Post one of those pictures. It's already in there. You understand?
Yeah.
So, why skits? Because you could have said, you know what? I'm a teaming up. I'm an RMD up. But you understand? But why did you decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to give this guy short form content. When at the time you started, obviously it was, people were doing it, but it wasn't super mainstream.
Yeah.
You understand? Why skits? Why not just, okay, Jaga Mache, Artox Guild organization.
Papa, me, you know, if you do Artox Guild organization for long, if you want, really survive, you know. I guess what works for Mr. A doesn't work for Mr. B.
There you go.
And I wait to happen for my own case because, man, I know say I be the try for the acting because back then in school, that was what made me popular.
Mm.
Yeah, I was a stage actor and I was also a writer because when I was in 100 level, I wrote a script. Then I had to put up a show in school, gather people together, actors, singers, even my seniors, the ones that were in 400 level. So they participated, I directed them. That was how I got popular in school. That was Sammy Perry in school. And after school, I was just like, okay, acting is my thing. Even though that wasn't what I went to UNILAG to read, know, yeah, I went to UNILAC to read visual arts. So I be artist, like I did draw and paint. Now waiting they take
till today.
Yes, but you don't think I don't draw.
So your hand don't
after
fat
asking,
now.
Hey, after school, after the old skit happened, I don't get time for painting again.
Wait. So you went to University of Lagos to study visual arts.
Visual arts, yeah.
So how, where did the stage come in? Is that like it was just I already one stage.
No,
or just being busy.
It was, you know, UNILAC had 3 units, mm-hmm. or they have. 3 units. They have the visual units, the music units, and the theater units. Mm. So in your 100 level, you have to do a bit of this, a bit of that.
There you go.
You know,
general study.
Then 300 level, you can now specialize
in your.
But theater has always been my strength. You get it has always been, because any even when I'm drawing, I'm still acting. Mm. When I'm drawing, I still make people laugh, and people are like, "Ah, Samuel, you're so funny. You're this, that." And I've always known that acting is my thing because my father was an actor. He was a thespian as well before he died. And I think that day I really get that talent from. So after school, I thought of it that painting, you know, they really bring money away. I know, say, I defined. Everybody gets petition. You need that day. Before I feel sell my painting, see, mm-hmm. I sell painting to get money. It was hard though.
You sell painting as well?
Bro.
Okay, you know what? Screws, hold it, stop, and reverse, back, boom. Popsy was an actor, professionally.
Yeah, professionally. He was.
That's crazy.
He was a teacher.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Mm.
Mayflower.
What did he teach? English?
No.
Mayflower.
Yeah, Mayflower Genius School.
So like... the famous Mayflower.
Yeah.
Your pops taught at Mayflower.
Yeah.
So that means a lot of bro.
Taught,
you know why?
Cultural.
You know why? So. I know some really proud. Like there are a couple of secondary schools in this country that people wear on their sleeve, and Mayflower is one of them. So people that go to Mayflower, God, I know some will say before they even say anything, the first 4 things they are telling you, say, I went to Mayflower. they really proud of the school.
Yeah, I was
the
purpose.
And also the teacher.
Yeah.
The people, all the students, do they know?
Yeah, they know. I, you know, the crazy thing is I get DMs from people, the ones who knew my father. They were like, Mr. Anima Shanson, wow, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Man,
I like daddy go don't flog them. That time they flog. That time they flog.
Me say we been picking. I chop better beating for us. So yeah,
that's crazy. Okay, so that teacher and an actor. How was growing up for you? Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Lagos?
I grew up in plenty places. So you know, I stayed with my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad married 3 wives. Then while I was staying with him, he was living with his second wife.
Mm-hmm.
So after he died, then I left him, went back to my mom, back then in Ogun State. Then from there, I didn't finish my secondary school. I had to come from Ogun State to Lagos, stayed with my aunt. You know, she accommodated me and put me in school, finished my secondary school, then went to Federal College of Education, FC Akoka, you know, for 3 years before I got admission into, you know, like, yeah.
Is it? So we finally got into University of Lagos.
Straight up.
On a journey.
Straight up.
I commend you.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Eshi.
Congratulations to you for making something of yourself. That's I don't think, has anybody ever told you that?
Yeah, people.
Congratulations to you for making something out of yourself.
Nobody has ever told me that.
That's a real congratulations.
A very big
because one. The chain of story you just told. You understand? Society, if you don't swallow you.
I swear.
You understand?
Bro, now we give up. Now you.
Do you understand? Patron, you could say, now nah, suffer, don't get. Nah, you will suffer, supposed get sense.
I see.
You understand? So,
true.
But you are a. Bro, like, you are sunlight in so many people's days, bro. Mm. People are being down and they watch your skits, your stuff, and they just smile and they just say, and they be happy. And I'm one of them. But you just told us this story. So, what exactly sparked it? What did you see? Obviously, Popsy is an actor, but what did you see growing up? You say, Omo. Was it like 3 wise men in primary school acting? I've been at Jesus and Mary acting or something. Then you just be like, this is it.
Well, nothing, you know, nothing where I never act as, you know, the time where I did, you know, like, I was into so many things, you know, acting, dancing, still drawing, you know, singing, writing scripts for people.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make money and take care of myself, take care of my brother and my mom, you know, because not only me, not only this talent, they bring in money for us, you get. And I still got to stay in school. She's a petty trader. You see, I just small money she get, and she use that one to take care of me, and my brothers. I was just like, man, okay, let's just do it. I went for auditions, different movie auditions.
Mm.
I got roles. I was in Wedding Party at one, at Waka Pass. Now me go, I got post the scene to then see, see, that me be that. I was just an extra, but while on set,
Do people know this? I don't think people know.
Just few know. Why I don't tell, why I don't pause the film for saying, that me be that. You know, on set, I wasn't given any line, but as an actor,
that's crazy.
And a thespian, I'm always looking for a way to even still shine in things like that. So there was a scene where they needed someone to sing. I just volunteered and was like, yeah, I can do it. They made me do it, and that was it. I can't even remember how much I was paid for that job. It wasn't about the money for me.
Yeah.
This is something I thank God for all the time because it has really helped me.
Mm.
Many times, I just want to do it because I love doing it. I love to act. I love to make people laugh. I love to express myself through acting. Do you get? So many times when I did this and I don't get paid, I'm still okay as long as you give me credit.
There you go.
As long as you put me on a platform,
I'm
always ready to do it. I'm always ready. And that's for me. I'm always ready to do more. That was how I met Penza, my manager, you know, back then in school because I went for a performance. Then from there, he liked my performance. After then, he would call me to come to his church to come perform.
Mm-hmm.
And he would pay just maybe like 30K, sometimes 20, sometimes 10. I still will bring other people, you know, to do that stage drama because I just don't want to do like a solo performance. I'm an actor. You get what I mean? I just orchestrate this and take people there. We perform and I just pay them peanuts. People were happy because they enjoyed the performance. So throughout school, that was what I was doing to get money. After school, I just said, okay, you know what? Enough of all these Waka Pass role. I want to stand alone. I want my name to be heard. Do you get? I want blue. Baba. That was when I started skits. I left Makoko. I was living with my mom in Makoko. I left Makoko to the island for another movie audition, which is Jumbo Studios. She wanted to start this series then, and I auditioned for it. They picked me. And I was living with some of the other actors they picked. Those guys were living on the island. Tega, Grades, they were good to me. They took me, we're living together. So I think 2017, December, he traveled to Abuja because he's based in Abuja. Tega is based in Abuja. And I was just the only one at home. I registered for one stage play, Thespian Family. That was where I met Auntie Shaggy because she was also a stage actor.
Yeah.
And from there, we're like, okay, I came up with this interview concept, the old Brother Shaggy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I would like you to be my interviewer. And she said, why not? Then we started there. I shot a video on that set, on that stage play set.
Yeah.
Then after then, we continued. Next thing, they say, Tunde, no, don't post your video for Instagram.
Do you remember your first video that went viral?
Yes.
Do you remember?
It was the Jesus Emotion where the interviewer asked, Brother Shaggy, if you see Jesus Emotion, what will you do? Jesus, Mamushi, I go grab his clothes. You know, go heaven until you give him money. You know, so it was controversial. It was funny. It went viral.
Mm.
And when I got to know that this thing was going viral, I was like, yee. I've had other characters before this Brother Shaggy. You get, I have had Akoni Badon where I would draw tribal man, speak the Badon language, Yoruba. Some of them gained recognition, but not as
relatable as
Brother Shaggy.
I feel because you know one of those people where everybody has a Brother Shaggy in their life.
Do you get
everybody
every day to day? You definitely meet this
somebody.
Character. This
people, your neighbor, mechanic,
I swear,
anybody,
conductor, electrician. You go meet that kind of person. So it was relatable to everyone, to all the classes. That was how.
But this wasn't something you were expecting.
No, it wasn't. Honestly, it wasn't.
It was just another day.
It was just another day. Me walking. Doing my thing. Funny enough, I even thought that Akoni Badon would have been the
biggest
breakout. Did you get the breakout character? But it never happened.
Wow.
After then, I had Professor Dilley and other characters like that. Inspector Perry. Uh-huh. Inspector Perry was my first character ever. Jigga, that I created, and it started in Unilag. That was me. When I was in Unilag, I also had Officer Woos. He was my junior.
Yes.
I would bring them together, you know, write skits, we do this, and just post. That was how it all started. So I'm grateful to God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You mentioned something about money and trying to make money. And I realized, because at that time, you had a particular mindset.
Yeah.
Now, we are presently where Brother Shaggy is. Hot like fire. Do you understand? Would you still consider that mindset, the money mindset, obviously, yeah, not the hustle mindset, because that don't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so would you still consider the money mindset the same? Would you say right now, like, I'm doing it for the money and I don't care?
Honestly, it has, you know, even before, it has never been for the money.
Yeah.
Even the money is a very important factor in this gig, but it's till now, it's never about the money. That's why I look at people I work with. You know, if you want me to work with you, I need to see the script. If I'm good with the script, yes, definitely we'll do it. Even before you talk about the money, you get. And I expect people not to take me for granted, because
go.
I won't take you for granted.
I need you to speak for that, because it's people can differentiate. People can separate Brother Shaggy from Mr. Perry. People can. I'm speaking
for you. Yes, I get
that
a lot. I'm
speaking for you. People cannot differentiate Brother Shaggy from Mr. Perry.
I know, right?
You understand? I was talking to George earlier on about keeping up. Keeping up is the hardest thing ever. Sometimes you just want to be Mr. Perry. But you cannot clock in, you cannot clock out. When you wake up in the morning, if your neighbor's 4-year-old son sees you, you are Brother Shaggy.
Yeah, true.
If it's 2 a.m. in the night, if he sees you again, you are Brother Shaggy.
All the time, even at the airport, when they see
you, know what I'm saying?
They just want to see me go crazy.
Do you understand? So, the keep up is the hardest part of the job. Probably not the skits or the movies. Yes, that's hard work. But the keep up is the hardest part of the job. So going back to people taking it for granted, people not being able to separate, how do you deal with people not being able to separate Brother Shaggy and Mr. Perry, and also take that relationship they have in their mind with Brother Shaggy and take it to business with Mr. Perry?
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm a business-minded person, but when
it comes for sure, you see his car.
So for me, when it comes to business, I just let my management handle that. Because I don't like to talk. I just like to do the work. Let me show you the results. Do you get? But for personal relationships, when people come close to me and they see that, okay, there's a part to this guy. There are different parts to this guy, the Shaggy, the Samuel. I'm not always Shaggy all the time. In fact, I'm Shaggy like maybe
action and cut.
Do you get? Action and cut. So most of the time when people see me outside,
but that's the thing.
They expect me to go
razz
and that. Yeah, I understand. I can easily, immediately, I can switch. In seconds, I can switch to that character. If that's what you want, yes, I'll switch to it, but that's not me. I will let you know that is not me. But if that's what you want, why not? No, well, it's not maybe character. You go do him now.
But that particular situation now, how do you even handle it? Because it's everywhere you go, that's it.
Yeah.
Even if not hospital. That's it.
And I just remind myself, I don't like to pretend no matter what. I just remind myself, if I'm not cool with something, I'll tell you, bro, have fun. I'm not cool with this. You know, I'm not in the mood for this. Sometimes people just want to take pictures. Nobody wants to know what has happened, you know, before that period. And you can never explain to everybody. So I try my best to just play along, smile, take the picture and leave. But sometimes when you step on my toes, I'll tell you, I know the mood. If you don't believe, what you think, say, I try give you pride, I go show you receipts. I swear, I know they take time. I'm like, come, see.
Like,
I'm a human, I get my own life. So it's...
I like that. Let's talk about something serious now. What does the currency come in skit making? Where does the currency come out from? Because there are a lot of young cats just skits making.
Wow.
I like that line. I bust my. What's the currency part of it? Because this is not music. You understand? And I don't think there's enough teaching about the currency making part of skit making. Do you understand? So you making bread, you don't have to tell us the do-do-do-do, but you can just say, okay, yeah, this is how it is.
I did try my best.
Is it with the particular numbers or do you
Yeah, it's numbers. For you to make money as a skit maker, it's numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to, consistency is very, very, very key.
Mm.
You have to be consistent always, because when you're consistent, you have more content. More content means more money. That's if you're on YouTube and you grow your platform well, get? And aside YouTube, there are brands who want to, you know, who want to penetrate into your brand as well to
work with you.
And all they look for is the numbers.
Mm.
Do you get? Okay, so how many views? Who is watching? What's the comment like? What's the reach? You know, that's where the money comes in.
All right, so let's do this. In 6 months, how much do you make off YouTube? Don't tell us a number, but I'll give you a number. I'll say higher or lower, and you agree with me.
Mm-hmm, voilà. Okay.
Let's say in dollars. Let's say. Bro, you have so much. Your numbers are incredible.
Bro,
let's say in a month, 40K, higher or lower?
In a month?
Yes.
In a month, might be.
No. Off YouTube. Off YouTube.
I know.
Yes.
More than.
In a month, $40K, $1,000, higher or lower?
Higher.
80K, higher or lower?
Lower.
70K, higher or lower?
You don't say me, no. No, you say higher, Jesus, higher.
I love this game. All right, so you also spoke about working with people, Mrs. Shaggy.
Yeah.
Beautiful lady. I swear, you guys are made for each other. The skit making, not... Sorry, my bad. The skit making, they were made for each other. That was that combo right there, that thing you made right there, that's genius work.
Thank you.
It's Vox Pops. It's genius work. Like, and this is from me being a presenter, right? That it looks easy. But trust me, if you do them on a daily basis, you're going to say it's hard work. You understand what I'm saying? But I just want to commend you.
Thank you.
It's genius work, bro.
Thank you, man.
You understand? And how you guys work together, how you guys infuse each other, like, it's amazing.
Thank you.
You understand? And of course, with Woos, oh my God. I can't remember, was it last year? I think it was last year. We were going through Surulere, and I saw Woos's picture on the
billboard.
Oh, I was like, yeah. Even me, just even saying, see my guy. I was like, see. You're like, so speak on like just working with people. How important it also is to work with people and also put people on using the Brother Shaggy name.
Yeah, you know, for me, Brother Shaggy brand is a brand I want people to. Even after I'm gone, I want people to be able to say, this is what this guy has been able to do. He's been able to touch lives. He's been able to, you know, create memories with this kind of person, this kind of person. I don't want to judge anyone, no matter who. For me, I just do my thing. Do you get? Your personal life doesn't concern me. Whatever you use your life to do, nah, you. Because I don't know whether we they go somewhere after the whole, you know, concern me. Whether we they go fire, we they go heaven, you know, concern me. Just do good by people.
Mm.
You know, don't leave a bad message in people's lives. You know, that's why I mentioned earlier that if you respect me, I respect you. That's me. I don't create friends. I don't have friends.
And if you disrespect me, I'll show you receipts.
Straight up. If you disrespect me, I'll show you receipts. So I believe working with me and me working with you is we helping each other.
Mm.
Do you understand? Whenever I want to work with anyone, I don't look at the numbers that person has. I only look at what that person wants
and what the person can do. There you go.
Is this person good?
Mm.
Yes, this person is good. Why not give, you know, this small platform where I get, why don't you showcase this person? That's me. Do you get? And for me, you know, people who I don't reach out to on IG, if you testify to this, because I would just, when I see that, okay, I need you, you know, I message you, bro, I have this script in mind and I feel and believe you can kill it. Do you get? Even though you've not talked before, it can't depend on you to say, I want to do or I don't want to do. Yeah, I've had instances where people just say, okay, how much you want to pay? You know, I mean, I know they hide. I go tell you straight, Baba, no wala, I go pay. You let me know what you want me to pay. But I messaged you because I respect and I feel, okay, this is what we can do together. Do you get? If you want to do it with your free mind. If you don't want to do it, no wala.
Wait. If you pay everybody you do skits with, that's a lot of funding.
Bro, see, you see this?
And now, because you do skits with some heavy hitters, so that's a lot of funding. So, don't kill my guy.
Please, don't kill me. It's just, it's both of us trying to, you know, help each other.
There you go.
Do you get more numbers for you, more numbers for me, you know, and at least something to put in your own portfolio, something to also put in my own portfolio. We just want to make good content, make people laugh, make people happy. The country is hard enough.
I'm telling you.
It's hard enough. People just want to come online and laugh. Do you get? Because people still come online and see all those bad things. You just open Instagram now, you just see it on Tunde Edno's blog, on Insta blog. You just see this building just collapsed. This one fell. This one. Everybody's tired.
They need a balance. You
know, they need a balance. And it's not like I'm not affected. I am affected and it's not like I don't want to talk about it. I can talk about it anytime I want to, which I try every day. Almost every day. I talk about it on my story. You know, I let people, I show my emotions on my story. Anytime you go on my story, it's just, you see me. But my page is more for my work. I just wanted to open that page, see a content and be like, just laugh. Forget whatever situation you've been before you see that video. That's my aim. Do you get? Yeah.
Have you ever got any kind of like backlash for not wanting to be politically vocal like some of your peers?
Many times.
Same here, because I get it all the time. So
many times. So the truth is, people need to understand that everybody are human.
First.
Do you get? First, no matter who, nobody is holy. Nobody is the best. Nobody is the most righteous. And everybody get choices. Do you get? That's why I just look at people when they attack others for supporting whatever they want to support. I understand the frustration. I know, okay, we know saying that these people don't put us here for, do you get? But don't forget, it's still a democracy. Do you get? It's still a democracy. There's a way you can still pass your message without insulting people, without, you know, because some people will just see these things. All of us are humans. Some people, they will say they will just see one sad message like this.
Don't affect them.
Affect them with that. Do you get? That's why most people, some don't even want to come online after this backlash. You go tell me, nobody you go tell me what to do. But I don't even have, when I come on social media, I just want to post my work. Do you get? My social media is for my work. Nobody avenue for me to come they talk within day my mind. If not to talk within day my mind, you go, country go don't scatter because so many things, they vex me. Baba, I swear, and everybody they para. But you have to be, social media it can help, it can destroy you. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Fans don't know that things like this can put you in trouble. Do you get?
But they can.
But yeah, they can. They can put you in trouble and the fans won't be there to come and support when the matter happen. Do you get? I'm not a politician. I'm not a
politician. Oh, same here. I don't like. And the thing politics. Is, you know what I say,
bro,
those the insults and the talk, everything is social media. Because guess what? I've been in the middle of people supporting different parties and whatever, and they are sitting in the same table and they are drinking and they are eating. It's just online. Offline, nobody's boxing anybody and saying you are nobody.
Everybody will leave.
They're not doing that.
They live their lives.
Bro, I swear. Like you go somewhere and be like, okay, so they are literally daily, bro. It's even as bad as some of them are even breaking bread together. But you're out here, so it's
you're out here fighting.
You understand? I get where the emotions are coming from. I get where the emotions are coming from.
Yeah.
We're all tired. I get it. It's and the you know it's what even more painful because it's not that people don't even want to hustle.
Hmm.
People want to hustle. There's little to no kind of avenue to hustle. But we're making something out of so many things that are not even there. It's like we're grabbing things out of the air and we're making things out of it at the same time. Do you understand? So the emotions of, okay, people working so hard, but everything just going left, right, and center.
The pain.
But like you said, we're all human beings. You don't have to now say, okay, I'm emotionally pained, and guess what? I'm going to pour it on you.
I'm emotionally downcast.
Because you don't feel like you see my emotions. But guess what? Me that you want to pour the thing on, I'm emotionally pained too as well.
Yes, now. Everybody get their own for body.
Bruh.
Everybody get their own for body.
Dude, and I always tell people like, well, now the same country we did, on top of your passport, there's no state of origin. Check them. Is there a state of origin on your passport? No.
Nationality.
Yes.
We're all Nigerians.
Yeah. Yo, there is no state of origin on your passport. It just says you're Nigerian.
So
that's it.
So you go better.
I need it. You go better.
You go better.
Oh, yo, let's talk about some music.
Okay.
Yes. First of all, you can do everything. Like I said before, we started recording. She can do so. But Ashagi, they do skits, they act, they do blue film, they do. You get OnlyFans now, I know. But your OnlyFans are like this.
Nah, yeah, I swear.
Not like this, OnlyFans. Now, you make music. I feel like music also is one of the earliest things you've been doing for a lot of people, because that's like a lot of people's gateway into the entertainment industry.
Mm.
Even with movie directors or whatever, music is one of the first things that aligned you. So I'm sure this is like you reliving like a childhood dream saying, shit, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So what kind of music are we going to be seeing from you? Because I know a lot of people might know.
See, for me, music is just another way for me to express my emotions, you know, and I've never done any music because I want to make money from it. Do you get? So that's why I just drop songs once in a while, so people don't feel okay, it's trying so hard to I feel when I'm really, really ready for it, I'll get people that will connect with it. I don't have a defined genre.
Yes, they do R&B, they do Tumba,
Fuji, they let them know. Jazz, you know. And when the time comes. When that time comes, when we reach that bridge, you go cross them.
Are you putting something together?
Yeah, I'm putting something together. Cool. I want to drop a body of work soon.
This year?
Yeah, this year. For this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Shaggy Shan.
Yes!
The Shaggy. Hey, God, what can't you do, bro? You shall be cooked too, Avi. I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised, dude.
I will cook noodles for you.
Bro, if you like say it's a big cook, then I ain't gonna be the ISP. Oh my why the lady gonna say I swear. How about personal life? Are you seeing anyone now?
Personal life,
are you dating? Or you have you even been dating?
Now the question gonna be that too, you know.
It's even easy to date as your brother Shaggy. Maybe when you were Mr. Perry, it was quite easier.
For me.
Now that you are brother Shaggy.
Yeah. Abi. Thank God.
You know,
right now I'm in a relationship. Yeah. I'm in a relationship with God because God what he has done for me, bro. I cannot tell it all. I swear. That's what the Lord has done for me. I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me. I cannot tell it all what the Lord has done for me.
Hey.
I cannot tell it all. Yeah. God has been faithful.
You are to die.
By me.
Don't kill me.
My bro.
Oh, well. Case closed. Why not ask him that again? Case closed. Well, take that question out of it.
Yes.
Wanna ask you that again. Wanna ask you that again. But yeah, but for 2023, you're still gonna hear us with magic skits, of course.
Sure.
And you're doing music as well. So is it gonna be like an EP or an album?
It's gonna be an album.
Damn, Shaki.
It's gonna be an album because I don't like, I've been working on this album for the past 4 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had songs that I really want to put out there.
4 years.
Yeah, I really Sheesh. Want to put them out there. I want people to know that okay, it's not fluke.
Because I check on it.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys are guys like that.
I be now.
Yeah.
Let's wait and see.
Nah, come on. Who's on it that we know? You at least tell me.
Wait, see now. The work never finished. We're still working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, but soon.
I believe
this year we drop it.
I believe it. So this will be such a spectacular time because now you can give us a big one-man show with music and theater.
With a lot.
Damn.
A whole lot. Like, a whole lot will happen on stage. A whole lot.
I love that for you,
you
bro.
You know, people have not done any show. Mm-hmm. I've not done any particular show, and I have my reasons. Because what I have in mind must be well done, must be well put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't want to do the show anyhow. You get what I mean? I want to do a show where I leave people to start thinking, to start, you know, asking themselves, was that Shaggy?
Mm.
Shaggy show, we just they come from, so.
Mm.
Where this guy did since?
Mm.
These are the questions I want people to ask.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that. I gotta say this to you, man. You are embedded in the culture, like the Baba Jasko of the millennials. Do you understand? Like,
Thank you.
I am really glad that in my lifetime I saw you do you.
Thank you, boss.
Do you understand? Yeah, obviously, because the blueprint that things like Baba Jasko, Fujas of Commotion are put in our minds and you can tell me so many things I can save in our life. Papa Jasko is better.
Yeah.
Even if they are better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it's embedded in you.
Yeah,
so
true.
I got to commend you for true. Everything you do.
Thank you.
Do you understand? You're such a dope guy. Dope personality. And of course, dope actor, singer. And he can dance again. Bro, my
God. Baba, now also you also. When better.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. And of course, who did sew your suits? That your brown suits.
Funny enough, that suit then for one movie set, I collect them.
You just collect them?
I just collect and say, this suit.
And your jean sneaker, or your camo sneaker, you change it. So it'll be that same one.
Ah, no, I change it. I have variety.
Okay, cool. Oh my God. I mean, don't the fear. Because ask. Yeah,
I'm at the shana. I did boo.
I love it. Oh my God. Yo. So this year, of course, watch out for magical stuff coming up from Brother Shaggy's camp. Music, movies, TVs. It's all going down. And yeah, man, he's still out here just sleeping everybody's daughters. So
no.
Yeah,
that's a big lie. I won't even lie
mm-hmm.
because I've kept to myself for a very long time. I don't want to say more than that, but he just lied. I just thought to let you guys know so you don't get the wrong impression. Thank you. I lied.
Before we wrap up, I want you to just say something to the peoples, basically. Young skit makers, young personalities, just young Nigerians.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk to the young skit makers out there because a lot is happening and many of them are pressured from what they see online. And that's why for me, I don't really even show, I don't show off because I know a lot of young ones follow and watch my stories.
Mm-hmm.
You get, I don't want them being pressured by whatever I'm getting. I just want you to see that I'm working hard and I'm doing good for myself. Do you get? You can work hard and do good for yourself, do good for your family. You are very important. Whatever you do, make sure you do it for yourself. First, be consistent in whatever you do because there are lots of young ones out there, young creatives who are better than you. You are not the best. Remember that you are not the best, but you can be the best for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you, you know, contented. You're good with whatever you have. And make sure you pray. It's very important. Don't joke with God. I'm not saying you should go to church 7 days a week or go to mosque. No, but have a connection with your creator is very important because we live in a magical world. Mm-hmm. We live in a spiritual world, you know. Yeah. And make sure you do good all the time. Put some smile on people's face. Don't overdo. You know, matter what they don't call you for, what they don't see me, pull them out. Your mouth. Just be yourself. Anything where you get, as long as you know, say you do okay. They do them, they go. Shall no give up. Now the coco be that. No, because the time where you give up, it just life just be like bicycle. You know, when bicycle day like this, you go day. But if you stop to the pedal, you know, you go stop. If you don't stop, but the more you keep pedaling, the further you go. You go just say everything they move. You know, that's it for me.
I love that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You welcome.
You already know. On that note, it's a wrap from us. Please remember, subscribe, like, and share.
Oshamo. Thank you. It's a boy with a shaggy. No one find back. Good. I need pump people asking, boy. Right now on that boy issue. Yeah. My dad is coming. He's growing.
He's going to cut in like 2 weeks. Don't worry. Peace, my people. Peace and love.
Thank you.